पीछे कुछ डालना
ऑडियो
है
इज फाइन ना, वन सेकेंड.
बिफोर हेलो 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 यू कैन से व्हाटएवर
नो बट
योर
ऑडियो
ऑडियो
इज
इज
ओके
फाइन
राइट?
आई थिंक
ऑडियो इज
एवरीवन
फाइन
इज फाइन
लाइक द
आई
लेवल्स आर
कुड
ओके राइट?
हियर माय वॉइस इन समवन एल्सस थिंग
कुछ ज्यादा ही अच्छा
नहीं नहीं इट्स अ प्रॉब्लम
है.
फिर एडिटिंग में प्रॉब्लम होएगा दैट्स व्हाई आई वाज आस्किंग
किसी के में एको है वैसे.
ऑफ
किसी का एको, किसी का साउंड.
कोर्स माय
ओह
गॉड
गॉड.
एनीवेज
ठीक है, आई एम स्टार्टिंग
यस
नाउ. ओके. हेलो हेलो हेलो, वेलकम टू क्वीन इज डेड. आई एम संजीत. आई हैव ध्रुव, अमर्त्या एंड हेंड्रिला विद मी, एंड टुडे वी डिस्कस द न्यू अमेज़न प्राइम प्रेस्टीज शो डायरेक्टेड बाय विक्रमादित्य मोटवानी एंड क्रिएटेड बाय हिम एज वेल एज सौमिक सेन. सॉरी फॉर प्रोनाउंसिंग द नेम इनकरेक्टली. द शो बीइंग जुबली, विच बेसिकली फॉलोज लाइक अर्ली इंडिपेंडेंस बॉम्बे फेबल ऑफ लाइक इंडियन सिनेमा ग्रोइंग इन अ वे. बट लिटिल बिट ऑफ कॉन्टेक्स्ट विच ध्रुव विल ब्रिंग इन टू द कॉन्वर्जेशन, सो
Yeah, I
दैट
mean, I am not
it
bringing
sets
into
the tone.
essentially. I'm in.
I mean, but you're speaking about it.
I asked someone, one of our guests who will probably be part of another episode later in this year. This is Sohani, and her handle is at Cinema and Beyond. If anyone's interested in following her, but she was very generous in telling us about the sort of, you know, what forms the integral base of the sort of story of Jubilee. Like the real life counterpart of it, and it's so the central sort of this is kind of what forms the first episode in many ways, and how the sort of story flows from there. So it's about sort of 30s 40s mein there was this producer Himanshu Roy, who was educated in Germany and set up a studio in India, basically Hollywood style, named Bombay Talkies,
Bombay
and
Talkies.
he brought in all sort of, you know, modern technology and all that, which the show kind of references. And he was married to Devika Rani, who was a very successful actress in Bollywood, if you can call it even that at that time. And her relationship with this person was very well publicized. And she was acting at that moment in time in a movie called Jawani Ki Hawa with Nazam Al Hussain, who I think people who know about the show sort of get an idea of where this idea of Jamshed Khan emerges from. I think the Nazam-ul Hussain character is very much that. And so the simple thing was that Himanshu Roy was very much jealous of this guy's mystique and beauty and whatever he sort of had with his wife, the affair, kind of affair that was publicized also. And so he wanted to create this. Or wanted to create a movie in which his wife starred against the most ordinary looking guy, almost like that. And this most ordinary looking guy was introduced by Shashadhar Mukherjee, who I think is from the Mukherjee family, whoever knows Rani Mukherjee and sort of, you know, related to that. And then he introduced his brother-in-law, Ashok Kumar, whose real name was Kumudlal Ganguly, who's a very sort of who's Apar Shakti Khurana in the show, and who basically kind of is the centerpiece, I would assume, along with Jay Khanna, who sort of
Parallel,
Jay,
he
yeah,
starts out
parallel.
as the center. He gets
Yes.
overshadowed very quickly. Anyway, so
I would disagree, but okay. Anyway, Jay Khanna at that time is very much an amalgamation of Raj Kapoor and Dev Anand.
Devanand,
And
yes.
how they sort of, you know, created a sort of alternate, almost template to what cinema was, that was being made by sort of the Himanshu Roy company, which is Bombay Talkies, and sort of, you know, you get two different forms of cinemas almost existing at the same time. So this kind of is a basis, I think, of a lot of the story of Jubilee, and how that is then in the film, in the show, connected. I think it's shifted a couple of years ahead in as a means to connect it also to
Correct.
partition.
I
And
think the Ashok Kumar film, which is mentioned, I guess, came out in 1941.
yes, so I think a lot of it sort of
Correct?
is shifted about 5 6 years to the right, just to have it like overlap or sort of, you know, have this contradictory or contrast almost with how the partition was happening at that
I mean,
moment.
You can say that it shifted, but it's also pretty general, a general perspective as well, right? Because all these types of issues would happen any would have happened anyway, if you think about it. So all I'm saying is that shifting it actually helps in a narrative sense. It didn't hinder them anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, and this is basically context for whoever's kind of aware of this film story and is sort of wanting to know more about the sort of backdrop or like, you know, the blueprint of this and where it comes from. So now I guess we can go into how all of us thought about the show itself. We'll go non-spoilers first and then delve into spoilers. So this is sort of general impressions we can go by. Should we go alphabetical, I suppose? Which means we first go to Ahindrala.
Definitely alphabetical.
Why? Sometimes it's ladies first. Sometimes it's alphabetical.
We can go descend. We can go like Ulta also. So like Sanjeet can start.
No, but I do have a couple of things to add to Dhruv, which is I was researching about the show.
This is why I said alphabetical.
And I have figured that the names of the episodes turns out are also names of popular movies.
Titles.
Correct. Which is the first episode, I think, was Raj Kapoor's first film.
Raj Kapoor.
And then, and then, which is, I think, 1941-ish. And then this Kismat, which is the eighth episode, if I'm not very wrong. That is the one which was technically the first Bollywood blockbuster film back in the day.
Made like one crore or something.
Yeah.
So it was it was also the first film to apparently have introduced an anti-hero to the to Indian cinema in itself. And it was Ashok Kumar's film, so Ashok it was Kumar, like a big thing. Yeah. So all the
double role, right? I think.
Double role.
Yeah. So all the like the show, like the episode names also have subtle references to Indian cinema from back in the day what I meant.
And I think even I
I guess only Raj Mahal wasn't like a film.
Raj Mahal is Mahal. Which but it's interesting how we'll get to what. Hindrala, you can go ahead with your initial impressions also. But what I was about to say that one of the things that Hindrala was mentioning about titles and, you know, how the Easter eggness, if that's a word, of the whole show is never overwhelming to me, at least. Or maybe because it might also be because I'm not as aware of the era, but I didn't feel that I was watching someone, you know, reference through their movie love, which often happens when you're making films about an older age
cinema
where
whatever,
cinema where you're a fan of, right? So I didn't feel so, but yes, go ahead, Ahindrala. What did you think of
this Easter eggs thing throughout the show is something that I personally liked, because again, the same thing, I am not so aware of the history of cinema back in the day. I have read Munto's book, which is like highly recommended. Everybody should read it because it's fascinating. It's called Stars from Another Sky. And it is basically portraits that are written by Munto before he moved away to Lahore. So he wrote these only after he moved away to Lahore. But the whole idea is that because he was involved in the film industry in the 1930s and he was writing scripts and everything, so he goes on to detail the lives of all these people that he came across, and every chapter is dedicated to one particular personality as he sees them. And these are very raw, and like they are written like Munto writes, which are absolute, like factually on point, things like that. That's the only book that I've ever read about cinema back in the day, which is why I, of course, could not connect with people and Easter eggs initially, but it was very fun going to the web and then actually figuring out what these Easter eggs may have been, and then actually learning about the Easter eggs in the show, which gives you so much context now, and like it just in general intrigues you about watching the show more in a way, or just like makes you wonder that, oh, there are actually so many little details in the show. I also read Motwane's like interviews where he was like, oh, we have specifically tried to not refer to people, but the blueprint may just like feel very similar.
Yes.
But they were actually trying to create like timeless characters in a way so that
correct
they can be stretched on to further seasons is what I read
oh,
from one of
no.
his interviews.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did
sad.
read that. I was like, oh, it's if it's like to shape a character so that it can go from like we can carry it forward across
Oh
seasons. So I was
God,
like, okay.
I thought it had such a great full stop to it that I was like, okay,
Yeah,
never
even
mind.
I agree.
I'm doubting.
Same, I sincerely hope they do not make
Yeah.
this again. Like they do not come, go for the second season
Amartya's
of this,
expression
but
right now very much seems like he's almost done with
he
the whole.
initially went from, oh my god, this girl is talking about books again, to now
Yes.
the show is going to have another season.
Yeah. Anyway, so should we, Amartya, since you are the one
Amartya,
who's
what do you
holding
think?
your head, what do you
No, don't recap, huh? Just tell what you think.
Yeah, I don't want to recap. I'm tired of writing recaps. I'm tired of talking about recaps. That shit is tiring. I'm seriously telling you.
We are planning to keep this a non-beeped episode or non-explicit one, just to.
You have me in the episode at this point. You should just, you know.
Yes.
Anyway,
Okay.
yeah. Anyway, no. I'm going to compare this to a movie. I can't believe I'm comparing because I don't like this movie. But that's exactly what this felt to me. This felt like Motwane's version of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once upon
Hollywood
a time in
or
Hollywood.
like
Oh wow.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah. This felt
Really?
like
Okay.
more,
Interesting.
yeah, because in a way, he's also hanging out with these characters, in a way.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, 10 hours is enough, like a lot of time.
10
So
hours
it's,
is quite a long time to hang out with your characters.
Yeah.
It's also, I think, Motwane's attempt at kind of, you know, correcting the mistakes which Anurag Kashyap made in Bombay Velvet. That's what it feels like. It feels like Motwane basically taking the Anurag Kashyap template and telling and showing Anurag, listen, this is how you should have done it. You
Ouch.
know,
I mean, but come on, like
I'm not insulting. I'm telling you. It's like that's what it feels like. That this is how you should have done it. You should have focused on this. You should have focused on this. You should have focused on this. That's what it feels like. It also feels like a very knowledgeable nerd of movies who loves movies so much that he thought that I will make a world of its own and I will create characters of its own with amalgamations of different actors that I love, with different movies that I think about. And I'm going to create a universe within myself. I'll put in Easter eggs. I'll put in all of it. So much details. All these details. Look at me, how clever I am. All
Yeah,
of this is there.
Okay, fine.
All
I
of
have
this
so
is
much to
there.
say.
Yes, but and the one of the core facts which made me like this show so much is that love is palpable. You know, the fact that he loves this so much, that love is palpable. And when that love is palpable across the screen, you are, you know, unable to not get it. You also want to share it. You also want to understand that love. You also want to experience that love. You also want to see why a Raj Kapoor film makes them so happy. Why a Mughal-e Azam or something like that makes them so happy. You want to feel that.
Yep.
The fact that he managed to evoke that across the screen to millions of people, especially people below the age of 20, who haven't seen these movies at all, who don't know what these movies are. If you can manage to evoke that, I will say that's a huge plus in your book.
Yeah.
And from that regard alone, and you can only evoke that if you have researched that to an agonizingly painful degree. You have researched that. Your production design is on point.
Yeah.
All of that works. But here also the problem, because this is a love letter, it feels like you're homaging yourself to such an extent that you're already making your tone exactly like that. And that is sometimes jarring for me.
Tone exactly like that? As in
the melodrama and all of it. Okay. Like, there wasn't something called an art house movies in the 40s. Okay. It's always entertainment. Movies were entertainment. Movies were pastimes.
Yeah.
So everything was heightened. Everything was theatrical. if you're homaging something of that era, what I feel is the love letter became so much that even the homage became more and more theatrical.
Okay.
And that felt jarring to me.
Understood. So you think that it sort of became subservient to the very thing was understood.
It is an intentional choice. I'm extremely sure it was an intentional choice. I'm just saying
that is precisely the thing that I loved about the show.
Yes.
Of course, I'm interjecting, but that
of
is
of course you're interjecting because you can't shut the F up. Of course you're interjecting.
No, I can't. Yes. It is you talking. No, but also the point is that that is precisely the part of the show that I loved so much that it gently, slowly rolls into that melodrama itself, where it's very difficult to differentiate
life from the cinema itself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which didn't work for me, I understand, but I appreciate the fact that it stuck to it. I will tell you. I appreciate that. At the very least, it is confident, unlike a lot of other TV shows which wobbles, which doesn't know what tone it should, you know, hold on.
To emphasize the wobbliness of this, Amartya has in fact wobbled he was channeling that visually also.
Just
to emphasize it. Yes.
Just to emphasize that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's like I said, it's like an extremely well-made school project which a student has made to impress the teachers. And all the other students are looking at it like, bhai, itna mehnat kaun karta hai?
This is such a PhD level joke. Most of the listeners will not even be able to connect with it.
Of the listeners connected with it. You connected with it. That's fine. Chalega. You got irritated by it. That's fine. Matlab, you connected with it.
That's such an RGV philosophy, huh? You got irritated.
Oh, God.
Yes.
RGV here also. We are on good terms. We were.
RGV such. RGV ko sabne ghusayega. Kya hai?
Anyways. I think I agree more with Ahindrala here.
Of course you do.
I mean, I like the show.
Gonna just hate on anyone who agrees with me here. That is his motive for the rest of the episode. I figured it out.
Okay. Took you a while.
So I think one of the first notes I made while watching this show was that it's exquisite, which I don't like. It's just exquisite classicism. I know that's a more of an academic term, but classicism is sort of related to a style of filmmaking in which, you know, narrative and form both have a beautiful marriage. Like, you know, they have they are both complementing each other in ways which feel very satisfying. I think the look is married to what he's doing in terms of narrative also. I know the screenplay is not everyone's favorite element of the show. And there are certain elements I still... We'll get into it. But I was surprised. Mm-hmm. The first thing, you know, I messaged Sanjeet saying that if we were judging the show on the first episode alone, I would be over the moon with the whole thing. And I'm surprised some people really didn't connect with the first episode, because I thought the way it sets up everything in the first episode is beautiful. Like, I think one of the few things, so there's, you know, uses of simple elements of blocking, you know, to suggest character relationships and how that keeps on getting replicated within that episode itself, getting characters and all that to sort of, you know, talk about their relationships in a way which keeps on echoing back to. And I think, I guess for me to sort of encapsulate my thoughts on the whole thing, I'm surprised how whatever little I've read about the show doesn't talk about how much, or at least I felt it was so much about partition. Like, it continuously, to me, the drama of the film reinforces that element. Like, the idea of two people who are kind of copies of that one personality, bifurcated into two different stories, each of which is sort of same one person of the same. Two sides of the same coin. Yes, two sides of the same coin. Like, that element of it always stuck through the whole show for me. And I found, as I think a lot of people think, that it's Jay Khanna shows. which I can understand why they think so, because maybe the performance, on a performance level, that story works much more
yeah,
for
yeah.
them. I was pretty invested in the Binod Roy story also. And I thought the paralleling of those stories sort of, you know, was very involving to me throughout the show, even though some of the side bits kept on sort of, you know, butting their heads in ways which I thought were unconvincing. But yeah, I loved it. I thought it was, so to kind of put another sort of encapsulation, it is the first Sanjay Leela Bhansali style show that felt like it went above the production values and had a beating heart to it, is the other way I sort of
makes
put
sense.
It also.
Makes sense.
Because I struggled with
his...
He
was the assistant of Bhansali.
Exactly.
Bhansali's
yeah, yeah.
assistant, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's referenced how that helped him sort of, you know, stage a lot of the sequences and how, you know, allowed him to give that that sweeping sort of feeling to some of the shots he's accomplished here. But I genuinely found it emotionally involving, which is a big thing for me, I guess. And yeah, I didn't find it like alienating ever, I feel. So I guess that's my biggest thing about it. Sanjeet, you can gush because I know you love it.
Yeah. I'm just controlling myself. But the whole point is I really, really, really loved it.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoyed like a lot of like parallelism, like seesaw of power.
Yeah.
And like emotions going one place to another. I guess when I'm watching something and if I like it, I'm usually more so thinking about how they would have come up with a certain idea or a certain scene or whatever, like in the larger picture or whatever. Like when I used to watch like Breaking Bad, I used to think like, how would they have come up with a scene like the head on a tortoise in a, you know, in a desert or someplace like that. To me, all those things are very fascinating. Like how you would sit and what conscious decisions you would make for making something.
Yeah.
And like what Amartya was telling, right? Like the theatricality and a little bit of indulgence and everything. For me, it felt like a conscious choice of how they wanted to tell that kind of story.
Yeah.
And tell the story from that particular world in a way.
Yeah.
And again, like few things which I guess we'll talk about later also, like how like there were elements which were kind of little fickle, which came and went by, like as they felt. But to me, it felt more on the lines like how you can make it engaging. Like everything is like working in a rhythm. Like you snap your fingers in a way. And it has that kind of, you know, when that camera goes from one point to another point, a certain
something.
There is a certain rhythm to everything. And it more like also emotionally involving, because like it's like seesaw of powers and you want to probably root for a certain character. And then you also want to root for a certain character because you see what the motivations for those characters could be. Even for like a lesser character like Valia, and how I mean that he sort of became also my favorite character in the show. And
Valia,
like,
this is played by Ram Kapoor, right?
Ram Kapoor, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And that also kept me like, and more than that, I felt it was like very immersive, because like the sound and the camera work was seamless.
Yeah.
I know like we've spoken about this before also, like how, like sometimes if we, our takeaway from a film is how a camera looked, movement looked like, or how gorgeous it looked. I guess then it kind of defeats the purpose, because you were maybe looking at those elements more than being involved in it.
Yeah.
I mean, in many cases, it's a different case also, but I'm just saying in a very general macro sense that this is what happens. And I felt it was very immersive because I was always in the story with the characters all the time. So, I mean, more than like the hanging out bit, it, and like how you said, like it felt like a Bombay Velvet-ish take of Vikram Adwadwani. I felt it was like the whole double thing, like, you know, like there was that whole Russian communist and the American
and
I forgot the other actor's name in Bombay Velvet. It's pretty similar here as well. But I guess Bombay Velvet was very sure of it being like a noir, like a futile ending noir type, you know. But this is not noir. This is more drama, more melodrama.
It has elements of noir.
If Bombay Velvet was white heat, this is Sunset Boulevard.
This is for Hollywood noir
this
fans.
Is Sunset.
No, whoever has listened to the
early
previous and the episode we had recorded with Amartya and Varun.
Yeah,
this is your tidbit about that. Yes.
This is Sunset Boulevard. Yeah. More or less.
Yeah.
At least that's what it feels like.
So we should go into spoilers now, I feel, right? Like whatever discussion.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I guess all of us recommend it on some level, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Please do watch it. I mean, I was talking to someone who's like, who's going to watch a show about 30s and 40s cinema? And I
guess it's not gotten as much viewership.
But it
as
won't,
much
I feel, no?
Would expect, honestly. Yeah?
I don't think he...
It has.
This is like the tentpole production for Prime.
Yeah.
I was just checking on some website. Mm. I guess it was Film Companion only. Like, you get like the viewership numbers.
It was 2.2 million.
Are they using the Ormax? Are they using the Ormax
I guess,
numbers?
But it nice. Still feels to me like an Ormax is still like a very... I don't
Ormax
know, why would I trust it?
Ormax is shady.
Because the whole point of Netflix and Prime shows us they don't release their...
They don't release their numbers, yeah. That's the issue, at least.
So. It's always hard. Like, of course, it would be heartening to know that this is going to be Vikramaditya Motwani's big break. I always feel like
How many big breaks does he need? He has a big break
with Sacred Games, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I always forget that show when we are mentioning him for some reason. I don't know.
That show was basically showrun by him.
Yeah, I know.
I was thinking more of him as the filmmaker, Vikramaditya Motwani, and how that's not never gotten a big break except for AK versus
the AK filmmaker. The filmmaker Vikramaditya Motwani is the biggest hero of Jubilee itself. The filmmaker Vikramaditya Motwani, because the filmmaking in this entire show is jaw dropping. There are some sequences, there are some shots in this show where I had to pause for a second and just soak in. It's like...
Which one?
Barsaat ki raat, because soak in.
Yes, yes.
Arre.
Exactly, see?
Kya ho raha hai hum logo ko? 1930s ki movie ke
sound. Go ahead. I had to make some bad joke. No, sorry. Yeah.
You're making better jokes than some other people in this panel. Anyway.
Anyways, go ahead, Amartya. You were being nice to the show.
No, I am being nice to the.
Yeah.
Why do people think that I'm hating on the show? It's not that I'm hating on the show. The show
is the general vibe you give out. It's okay.
Says the person who is interjecting every goddamn second. But the thing about it is that. Yeah. The big thing with the show is the beginning itself, the entire bracketing story element. That's what boggles my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like the concept that you are interviewed. We are getting to spoilers, right?
Spoilers,
I like the concept that Madan Kumar is basically like... Madan Kumar is like the phantom, the ghost who walks. He's a character.
Madan Kumar, yes.
People will take over that character more.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so Srikanth Roy is searching for probable candidates for Madan Kumar. And the character he finds is Jamshed Khan. Now, I wouldn't have a problem with Jamshed Khan. I wouldn't have a problem with the show making me believe that Jamshed Khan is this wunderkind who is such a fantastic actor and everything. My problem is I don't believe that.
Well, I know what Amartya is getting because I have
yes,
a similar
because,
problem.
Because that guy isn't good enough.
Nandish Sandhu, I think, is that.
Sandhu. That guy is not good enough. And my bigger problem is, even after he is unceremoniously booted off the main narrative, his presence always comes back. Like some
lurking,
specter of the gun or some shit like that. His vision always comes back and everything. And my point is, I don't need this bracketing story, man. I don't need people's guilt about not being able to save him. I can understand that that's a story thread you're trying to pull.
But doesn't it become like a moral dilemma for the character then?
But
like,
it isn't explored in the middle, right? It's explored only in the first two or three episodes and then explored in the last.
I think it's carried through
consistently
throughout.
Done.
Mm. It's consistently done. No, you're not getting it. It's consistently done in the bracketing segments. But in the middle, when the narrative is going on, it isn't exactly touched, except in the Aditi Rao Hayadrika subplot. That is the only time that is being
I guess that's what I was telling before also. Like the stuff that I like, the conscious choice of what makes it more engaging. I feel that kind of an element when like the characters, when like the show becomes engaging for us as viewers, the show, like the narrative for the characters was also engaging for them because they were mostly preoccupied by 10 other things that were happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So to me, it didn't feel like, to me, it felt organic that those apparition kind of narrative or like that lurking around of ghosts didn't happen really because he was more preoccupied with saving his marriage, having an affair, making films making with Roy.
See,
preoccupied with 10 other episodes.
He was doing all of that, right?
I don't think this is anything. I think the film has, or the show, sorry, has taken that idea of the ghost and applied it in a way to the other stories, I think. Like, at least to me, it feels
my point is, why do we keep talking about Madan Kumar as a ghost? Hmm. Madan Kumar can also just be perceived as an ideal concept of an actor.
It's a concept, yeah.
So a concept can be introduced in any number of ways in the plot because it is intangible.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So, I am waiting to see where you're going with this.
No. My only going with this is that I perceive Madan Kumar as a concept throughout the show that they have explored in various forms. Sometimes it is a ghost, sometimes it is a... And it makes so much sense when you think of Madan Kumar as a ghost of the partition itself, which many people from the 1930s and the 40s were themselves.
Yes. Amartya has bulged his eyes, but I actually am spot on about what
I is saying. Agree. Yeah, I mean, that's what just occurred to me also. Like, he becomes like the analogy for India.
He is. It's Jamshed. So it's Jamshed Khan as Madan Kumar is a concept that gets bifurcated into Jay Khanna from Lahore. And what's the guy? Binod Roy from Bombay.
Binod Roy.
And that Bombay Lahore thing is made explicit in one of the episodes also when they are rehearsing a script and they are consistently struggling to identify.
They're rehearsing a script of Taxi Driver and he's constantly going Karachi and then he's like, Bombay.
Yeah. So to me, I know about you're thinking, I don't think this is reaching. I honestly thought this was done.
It isn't reaching. That's why my eyes just bulged the F out. But
I do think it's there throughout the show. I mean, that element of his guilt, I think, powers through all the stuff he does. I mean, I almost think there are times at least in which he tries to help Jay just because he wants to sort of get rid of that and sort of, you know, comes into the position of helping someone also from that area, from where Jamshed Khan was, and he sort of committed a crime in that area. And by helping him, he seeks to sort of, you know, bypass his guilt.
Atone himself?
Yeah, to atone himself. Yeah, but it doesn't work, of course. So,
but something that I don't get personally is the entire Niloufar and Jamshed Khan relationship. Like, I think there may have been some possibility of exploration of that relationship, like the fact that she comes to, apart from the fact that she's somebody who knew Jamshed Khan so intimately and now she's in Bombay and she's in the film industry. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, maybe some connection, because I realize suddenly in the, like, as the show progresses, there's she just starts name dropping Jamshed Khan and that's it. People around her are neither astonished nor taken aback by it. It's just something that they gel well with. And I was for a moment like, oh, but why? There's nothing stated. Nobody is being bothered by the fact that this person
Niloufar
knows
and the
Jamshed Khan.
The Niloufar and the Jamshed Khan relationship, I think, is basically there for that scene where, you know, Madan Kumar, Madan Kumar, aka Binod Roy, after breaking up with Niloufar, asks her whether Jamshed Khan was better than him. I think it's that payoff.
for the
That's
Jamshed
it.
Khan relationship. I mean, again,
Yeah,
I just
I
to
think that's the only payoff. I think that
just
is
to
literally the only payoff.
so, okay, so just to extend the thing that Ahindrella has introduced about the whole partition thing, I feel.
Okay,
I feel,
now you're reaching.
I feel the Niloufar
okay, now
relationship.
You're
I feel the Niloufar relationship for both of them is a bit like that only. Something that they consistently
so
try
Niloufar
to.
Niloufar is Kashmir.
You can think of it like that if you want.
Niloufar is Kashmir.
You can think of it
Vikram
like
Aditya
that.
Motwane will be impressed if he ends up listening to this show, guys.
No,
we
it's Atul Sabrawal actually.
We are drawing
who's
geographical
written
places
it.
Into characters.
I can guarantee
hey, but
you
see,
this much Atul Sabrawal did not think this much.
But see, but it makes total sense though, no? Like both of them are trying to get into that relationship. Think about when Binod is the most expressive or most open and sort of the most, and I think the criticism to Apar Shakti's Khurana's performance has been that it's stiff, right? I think you share that
oh, yeah.
criticism.
Yeah.
So I think the part where he sort of becomes most expressive in a sense, I feel, I guess to me at least it sensed, is when he falls in love with Niloufar,
he's
a relationship,
Niloufar.
A relationship that can't be consummated either by, because it's bad for his image, Shrikant says no, and he actually loves her, cares for her, but he can't sort of, you know, consummate that relationship. Jay Khanna's eventual sort of, you know, reconciliation, his promise that he will be with Niloufar, never comes to, you know, fruition because...
Oh, wow. He's... Oh, wow. She is Kashmir.
Or she
is
Kashmir.
She, or realization.
Or she is what was associated with
she
Jamshed Khan.
She is ultimately
that,
left alone by the country which was promised. The country which promised.
No, but you can that you can see. But even you can see the whole thing about her being her and Jamshed Khan as Madan Kumar being the ideal of what it was before partition. Like I think that that works, right? Like the idea that she was that isn't that the ideal relationship? That's what is said in one of the episodes I remember where they are like. She's the, or Jay says that she, the only person she was ever, she ever got in bed with because he's angry is because she was Jamshed Khan, not, so Binod Roy is not something which is like to be aspired to almost, to demean Apar Shakti's Khurana's character. And I guess to me, it's basically her being a remnant of that almost, you know, that that past, which was sort of, taken away or whatever, or but
ऐसे लिख ले,
but वो तो है हाँ लिखूँगा वो तो लिखूँगा but I'm sure no, but I don't think this is I think this is very much running throughout the film. I don't think it's a series what film I'm saying.
True.
I don't think it's like
no,
a
no
drop.
It's film only and believe me, calling it a film is a compliment. It's film only.
I mean, so, film hasn't
no,
because
but honestly, I didn't feel like binging the first five episodes.
Huh.
But the last five, I binged on it because I
the
felt
second
like
half is
like
much better.
Story.
The second half is actually much better. It flows much.
I mean,
better.
Not better or worse ka concept, but the whole idea is ki I did binge on the first.
It flows
Anyways,
much
my,
better.
My point is that what Ahindrella said in the beginning, I think is applied to a lot of the show. Like I don't think it's
you
something
took
that's
that,
patchy.
You took that strand of idea and just ran with it.
But I think the show runs with it. I think the show runs with it. Like, I don't think it ditches that idea.
But also, I really like the fact that... So, something that I was personally on the lookout for is because we are talking about a show and I was initially very intrigued because when that entire first scene happens of the first first episode where this guy is riding the bicycle and going and you get a view of the entire the talkies area and then you first see the production house and like the sets and everything and then you see the cinema hall. That entire stretch and later also when things like when this person is getting off the bike and stuff, you actually hear the constant radio commentary. So it's so the whole socio-political issue is introduced right at the start. And I am somehow very, very glad that this socio-political narrative is not abandoned in the course of the show.
Correct.
I think so. Yeah.
It comes through via characters who have been, which is why then partition and the partition riots play such a huge role in the premise of the whole show.
That's the
characters
catalyst, right?
Affected by the partition.
Instigating. Mm.
And the whole this All India Radio banning the songs also, this is a part of history that I had no idea about. So I only I was so curious about it, I actually went online and read and I was like, oh yes, I mean this was this is something that actually really happened, and I had like no idea because it's such a like a small tiny detail, but it affected the industry in such a massive way, and it's just an effect of the.
Especially for an industry which is still which is dependent on songs for their marketing, their primary
Which
marketing
is
is
why
songs.
it's such a nice detail that when I think Jay Khanna's first movie is about to release, and they're just putting up posters and they see someone who's actually playing the
Listening to the
radio
song.
one of their
That's a
songs
lovely
from the
scene.
film when they pass.
That's a lovely
Yeah.
scene.
Yeah, it just makes you gleam also because you've seen Jay Khanna go through so much to arrive at that place. So there's also that. Which is why I just personally feel that at least they did not do much discredit, or they did not do like I if we actually look into it, maybe there'll be some anomalies here and there. But apart from that, they did not really do much dis like what is it called? Dash to
Dash.
I've lost my word. So it's dash. They did
Disregard,
not do much disservice. Disservice is the word.
disregard. Okay,
Yes. So they haven't really done much disservice to the socio-political commentary, yes.
yes, no, I agree. I totally agree about this. But no, other stuff that appealed. I mean, I was mentioning the first episode and how much that sort of appealed to me, at least. I mean, again, I think the Nandi Sandhu performance is a big problem. I think
It's a
that is
huge
that
problem,
I
but
think
why? Red flag.
That just cannot be the bar for a Jamshed Khan,
that's my whole point.
unfortunately.
That
That's my whole
is
point. Srikanth
that
Roy
is
has
kind of
acting out that scene is so much better than Jamshed Khan.
Srikanth Roy has extremely bad taste in his Madan Kumar. That's all I can say, man. Apar
Ouch.
Shakti Khurana,
I
you
think
are
Apar Shakti is better than
Apar
what
Shakti
you
Khurana,
think,
you are
man.
a better Madan Kumar any day, man. You did not need to suffer through
So
any
no, but
insecurity.
Sanjeet, this is exactly the problem, I think, with the Nandi Sandhu performance. It is supposed to be exemplary to the point of, you have to remember it in a way which I think they remember it. And I think it's such a
I mean,
flat,
I didn't
even
think
in
of
the
it
scene
that
when
way.
he's
Sorry.
talking to Aditi Rao Hydari, like the way she enunciates her dialogue and the way he enunciates it, I think there's like a gulf. Like, I think he seems out of place, not in a he's
She's
extraordinary
enunciating.
way. Like, he just feels out of place.
She's enunciating movie regality. He's enunciating soap operatic nonsense. That's the
No,
whole
he's
thing.
not even enunciating soap opera thing. It's just that I'm so sorry, but this goes back to my Uttaran days when I used to watch
It's
that show
Uttaran.
with
It's
my
literally
family.
Uttaran. It's literally
Yeah,
Uttaran. He's the first
he had no
boyfriend.
expression on his face, even when his female leads would just be like, something has happened to me. The problem here is the same. He's half dying and writers are carrying him away and he's just
And he
looking
looks
blank. I
dazed.
mean,
And he look no no he looks like he just smoked a pot of weed and he's just dazed.
yes. Precisely, he looks like he's
Thought I
dazed.
was harsh
And I
on the performance. You guys have taken the cake and ran away with it, I think.
I have major issues with that performance because I think it does, I mean, everybody else does
The
better than him
bracketing,
when it comes to
that's my
the.
whole criticism, right? Considering the limited range this guy has, to choose him as the bracketing story is a huge misstep for me, at
It's a
least.
strange casting decision,
It's a
honestly.
strange casting.
I
Absolutely.
felt maybe it's probably the performance which harms it more than
Performance only, character's not the
yeah,
problem.
performance
Well,
only.
I
The
mean,
character
not more than the
itself
actor, I feel.
the
I
character
don't know.
itself will
Achha,
make
okay.
him. The character
What I'm
itself
trying to
will
put
take it.
through is, see, I didn't see through this problem as you guys, all three of you did, because I thought maybe, it's a hit or a miss, that kind of performance, because it's either trying to be a little over the top or it's trying to be, subtly charming, which is like, if it hits for you, it hits for you. If it doesn't, it's like nothing. For me, it felt
Missed the
like, okay,
bullseye by
it's
a goddamn fucking parsec.
okay. If you feel like that, then what am I supposed to say? I mean, if you guys all agree on it, then it's probably the
Nee,
case.
but
Then I
I'm
didn't
not
see it.
sure.
Maybe I will see it on the second
Nee,
watch.
but
No,
then if
but I am
different
also.
for a lot of people on the Apar Shakti performance, I know that me and you are abide
I
much
liked the
more
Apar Shakti for sure.
than
Yeah,
sort
yeah,
of a
yeah.
lot of people do.
Because
Yes.
I was the least interested. I had no expectations from Apar Shakti Khurana because I absolutely didn't like him in anything he's done till now.
I'll
Not
tell
even
you.
Dangal, which was supposed to be his
Oh
one good
wow.
role.
Oh wow.
Yeah, apart from that, I've never not liked him in Stree, whatever like random comedies that he was part of as like the side friend or whatever.
I'll tell you
So
what.
that's why the Nandi Sandhu thing also comes into play for me, because I thought maybe it's like thought through why a certain actor should play a certain role. But go ahead, sorry.
I
No,
sorry,
no,
go ahead.
it's okay.
Marv.
The Apar Shakti Khurana's performance, I think, more or less came off as stiff to me. because maybe as a comparative, we are comparing him by design. We are
Yes.
comparing him with Siddhant Gupta's Jay Khanna.
Yes.
I think that comparison is just striking, and for that reason alone, I think the Binod Das to Madan Kumar transition from a stiffer role to somebody who is more comfortable under his skin, I think you start noticing it more when you see Jay Khanna's performance, which is just like Siddhant Gupta is so light, he's so, effortless.
Yeah,
Every time
flamboyant,
he's
don't you think, Amartya, just to cut, I'll I think Apaar Shakti Khurana's performance to me worked because it was like he has worked as a quote unquote loyal dog of Srikanth Roy for so long that he seems like
It came
he's
together
burdened by
for me
that.
in the second, it came
Okay.
together for me in the final stretch. Okay.
Got it. No,
Most of the time it
it's the
didn't
same
come.
thing. Like, I have to agree with Amartya. It's the same thing for me as well. Like, initially it just felt like I really liked him in the first episode where he was so meek and he was precisely that, quote unquote, a loyal dog. And then it's when he rises to stardom, I fail to see his arrogance when he's taking Nilofer to bed, is my point here. I fail to see his arrogance in those scenes. I do not find him as a star there, but I also feel like it finally comes together, like the melancholy of his character and his moral dilemma finally sets in only in the second half, in the final episodes, which is why the last ending of the show, when you see him leaving with the wife thing, that is something like the blank state of expression is something that then hits me hard, because it's like a mixture of both at this point. You were a loyal servant and then you were a star and now you're back to being a no one.
Yeah.
So
But okay,
also
Sanjit, you were saying
it's
something.
mostly to do with the transition probably didn't come through for like a lot of people, because the Binod Das to
Madan Kumar.
Madan Kumar transition, like fully formed, I think that's probably what maybe didn't affect as performance, but I felt maybe
I'll tell
the
you
gap
why. I'll
in the
tell you why the
middle
problem
kind of.
also. I'll tell you why the problem also became more pronounced, Sanjeet. I think it is because every episode kind of skipped a couple of years, right? So if you're skipping a couple of
Compressing
years,
a lot,
you're compressing a lot, but you are not showing that the characters are progressing. You're showing some characters progressing. You're showing other characters not exactly progressing that much. So the difference in time, because if you're going to show that time has progressed, characters should also progress incrementally or otherwise. You need to show that. They did not show it that much, especially in Apar Shakti Khurana's character's case, which is why even when he is a star, he's still like humble, he's still like weak. So when he actually takes Nilofer to bed, my first question is, wait, where the hell did that charm come from?
So
That is
I
my first question.
okay.
I
So
guess,
the
go ahead, Sanjay.
sorry,
Sorry.
go ahead.
No, go
No,
ahead, go
no,
ahead.
you. No, what I was saying was, let's say when you watch like a Kagaz Ki Phool, you know, there is that one shot. I'm just reminded of it right now. Where is that? There's that one shot where he goes to the premiere of his film, I think Devdas or something like that. And there is, though there are those hordes of people just going crazy for him. I guess if he had had those moments with
One scene
him,
like that,
yeah, probably that aspect would have been more defined or maybe like, you know,
pronounced.
highlighted in a pronounced in a way, because I feel. So that shot really comes to my mind in Kagaz Ki Phool, where it's like people are just falling over each other in Kagaz Ki Phool. So you can see, and you can then it cuts to Gurudutt's face for his reaction in a way, you know, there is something I
This
don't remember it
happens
so well anymore.
actually, what you're talking about happens much later in the ninth episode, actually,
Much
in
later, when he's like, when he's
when he's on the edge of
talking to
collapsing,
Asghar,
basically. Asghar
correct,
Ali.
when he's like, you see the people are still appreciating when he's going and shaking hands. It's like a intercutting between both Jay meeting like the local people and him, becoming the
Okay,
people's
yes, another
man
question.
in.
Why is that song important in the show?
Which
It
one?
just is so dramatic.
Which?
That entire fisherman place that he
The
goes to
Darya.
for
Yeah.
Yusuf.
Okay,
Okay.
okay.
Here's one thing. Here's one thing. A petition to all filmmakers who are making prestige television shows. If you are going to show that your hero is becoming an anti-hero or falling into the dark side or everything else, I would urge you not to show a drunken dance or an Adivasi dance or something like a character going through a fugue state. Any of that bullshit.
Indigenous, Amurtho, indigenous. Indigenous.
Indigenous. I'm sorry.
We don't claim them.
Yes, we are not going to club. I'm sorry, but my point still stands. All I'm saying is, don't do that. It the same thing happened in Tabbar. I don't know if you have seen Tabbar.
Tabbar, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, Pawan Malhotra, right? The actor.
Pawan Malhotra, Pawan
Yeah,
Malhotra, yeah.
to show
He
that
goes,
he's
does
to
the
show
same
that
thing.
he's on the dark side. He takes a glass of rum and he starts drinking and he starts dancing in the restaurant. And I'm like,
But that
dude,
comes in at a very good
that
point in the
comes in at
show
the ninth
also.
episode. That comes in at the
No,
ninth
no, I'm
episode.
talking about like Tabbar
Tabbar.
actually,
Yeah,
but
yeah,
never
yeah.
mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never mind.
But
Yes.
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the
Tabbar
thing.
was 5-6 episodes only, no?
Yeah, so that comes at the fifth episode. It always comes
No,
at
that
the
comes in way
penultimate
early.
episode.
No. I remember
So,
Tabbar. In Tabbar, it came off way earlier.
no. It came at the
I'm
fourth or
pretty
fifth
sure of
episode.
that.
Okay, one
Okay,
second.
we
Okay,
are not
yes,
arguing
I
about
was about to say
Tabbar.
if we are on
We are not arguing
Jubilee.
about Tabbar. My point being, don't do
Yes.
that. That's all I'm saying. Don't do that.
Okay,
Take more break.
I have a
Breaking
semi
that
defense
Walter
of
White has to
this.
go to a fugue. Walter White has to go to a fugue state. All I'm
But he
saying is,
cooks
that's
meth,
that
Amartya.
rule.
He
Yeah, that's
cooks
a different thing. He's a
meth.
criminal. That's
Of
not
like
even
different
a
proportion in contemporary world,
the
no?
fugue state. The fugue state did not come because he was making meth. The fugue state came for some other reason.
Yes,
All
but
I'm saying, no,
yes.
listen. All I'm saying
I
is,
am. Yes.
this is like a dramatic, this is like a dramatic, you know, acknowledgement that, oh my God, I am finally accepted who I am. That's all these are. All I'm saying is,
Yeah.
tone down the drama. That's
But
all.
okay,
But if
I.
it's using those elements like music and like alcohol, it kind of becomes like a product of what those elements can do to you as a human being, right? first of all, you're talking about
So,
music and alcohol to me, of all people. Second of all,
so, I mean, I'm not.
just putting it out
Like,
there.
see, I
No,
think
I'm just.
the. Yeah, I understand. I think what. I think that scene, what Ahindrella is mentioning, is actually like you can think of it almost as a flip of, you know, the scene where Jay Khanna and Valya go to
Goes to the theater. Yeah.
this B movie theaters. You could see that as a flip, and
Center.
I feel
Yeah.
that I feel both these scenes in many ways are condemning even more of their heroes, if anything else, because I think it's very much that these guys can acknowledge the
Jubilation. It's
their
jubilation through, it's
jubilation.
condemnation
Nice.
through jubilation. It's condemnation through jubilation. Yeah.
Complete through what?
No, I was saying that, see, the
Don't be
point
so
po
irritated. It was a nice line. Don't be so irritated. Never mind.
Nini, I think in these scenes what happens is you get these momentary scenes of, you know, these characters being embraced in some senses by a particular audience
Yes.
who they actually never really care about. Like,
No.
even when you see, like, the Jay Khanna character after this moment goes and sort of entirely becomes almost the Roy industry thing.
Madan Kumar.
And his realization, Madan Kumar, sorry, Binod's realization after this drunken state of stupor, what you think, is to go to the Russians and be like, you know, let's mess over the other side. Or like, so I guess these scenes to me were very much like, twins in the sense of showing both of their moral degrade in some senses. I what you're saying about
Sell out.
should these be the means of showing that is probably you are probably getting at something like the sense that you can find different ways of expressing this downfall, which I guess I get what you mean in terms of the Apar Shakti. I think the other scene is much more powerful. And I actually think the ninth episode is the weakest of the show. Overall, in any case, so I think that episode is the
Why?
only one that maybe doesn't work for me. I think it focuses on the things which I think the show itself has, and we can get into the whole what sorts of things the show sidelines, and what sorts of things the show kind of, you know, brings up and resolves very quickly in a sense. But I think the ninth one is about Shrikant and Shrikant played by Prosenjit Chatterjee, right?
Yeah. Umbra.
And
Umbra.
Sumita, what was her name? Sumitra Kumari. Yes, by
Sumitra Kumari,
it's
Aditya Rao.
centered a lot on those two characters. I feel like their resolution, in a sense, of what happens between their relationship, and I think that didn't convince me, at least. So it didn't feel convincing how that is introduced again in a sense and then resolved in a way which didn't feel earned to me, I guess, if that makes sense.
Listen, that entire Sumitra Kumari ka plot thread itself is kind of, I don't know,
I think it works
changed.
retrospectively much more for me than while watching it. Like
While watching.
while watching it, I was like, she's really sidelined through like a lot of the show, and I was
She's
like,
sidelined a lot, considering the fact that she's the head,
biggest loser.
co-head of the entire Roy Talkies ka business and all of it. My point being that if you are going to show me the behind the scenes of the movie industry and everything like that, show me that also, right? Show me what she's doing, because you are showing what Srikanth Roy is doing. So show me what she's doing.
But I
You
guess
know.
see this works retrospectively though. I think because in the end you kind of get to know that she has zero power essentially, even though she thinks she
Correct.
does. I can tell you something, and Amurtha is again going to go all, "Oh my God, you brought up this because this is you, of course, kind look."
कोई बात नहीं, यू ब्रिंग इट
But
अप. या
I'm
या
very
ऑफ
used
कोर्स
to it. It's fine. Yeah, so the thing is, this Sumitra Kumari character, I mean, I'm extremely sorry that I overread too much here, but
No problem.
follows very much of the second wave feminism idea. The political is the personal, and the personal is the political. Which is something that you see very much coming on screen. So I didn't exactly mind it, but of course, according to the timeline of the second wave feminism thing, it definitely doesn't work
Yeah, it
because it was
doesn't,
only
yeah, it
introduced
doesn't
in
track,
America.
right? It doesn't track.
Yeah, it doesn't track so much. So there's that, of course. I'm accepting it. No, but the thing is that something in which is why, like Dhruv saying ki in retrospect it works, that's something that the same thing for me. It works for me in retrospect. Because in retrospect, I was like, oh, so she was a woman of sass in her business, and somehow her personal motivated all that she wanted to do. So she in equal ways contributed to the downfall of Roy Talkies,
Roy
right?
Talkies,
Yeah, so Roy Talkies, which is why in retrospect it worked for me also, because I was like, oh, that's a certain brand of feminism that the world is yet to know about. Theek hai, okay, I can still buy this. But also in general, it felt really nice. Ki, okay, this is a person who's sass, and Aditi Roy,
Aditi Roy
Yeah.
Rao Hyderi,
Hi
not
there.
Aditya Roy
Rao
Kapoor.
Hyderi, yeah. Why do I have to goof up something or the other in every episode? But
Fine. We
they
will
did
keep the goof
because it's
ups.
you, because it's you.
Yeah, true. So basically, this woman has also never really, at least I have never really seen this woman playing show characters in which she has to portray that particular sass side of herself, which is why it felt good. But again, she was underused, of course.
She was underutilized to the extreme. That's
No, I
true.
mean, I think the ninth episode, by what I was saying was because it is so focused on their resolutions. Srikanth, I think they
I
could have used
figured
one or
from
two
the
scenes of them together, or together in a
I
sense that
figured
being
from the
arguing also.
interviews, like the number of interviews that these people have taken and everything, is that they basically wanted Aditi Roy, Aditi Rao Hyderi.
Rao
Oh my
Hyderi.
God, what
Hyderi,
is
you can
this
just go
tongue
Aditi or
twister?
Hyderi.
Yeah. So I figured that they wanted her character to actually be something like this. They wanted the character to be someone who is so motivated by the personal, somebody who's a star, but whose motivations of stardom come from her personal life. Or if her personal life is disrupted, it starts to, like, it won't affect the star in her, but it will certainly,
Human.
make things align in a way that they feel like it's unsettled. Things like
I mean,
that.
they
So
say
they
also
wanted
na
to touch base with that.
in the end also when she I think that's a wonderful scene actually. I think the one she has with the journalist, and the journalist is
Oh
like
yes, you are in
as
different
a
power
friend,
position. Yeah, as a friend.
as a friend एक सजेशन लोग or something, and then he's like, अगर खुद को बर्बाद
You're too late.
करने something like that. I'm not going to spoil it
I
because I
think the
don't
fact
remember the dialogue.
that she was spiraling into kind of an obsession to catch Madan Kumar and to finally bring him to justice for Jamshed Khan's quote unquote murder or whatever. I think that should have been explored more. But again, it's the that's the thing which shows with so many characters, right? It's always, we can criticize a show all live long day. The problem is that there are so many characters with so many subplots, servicing each and every subplot, servicing each and every subplot is a hard task to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes sometimes to ensure that the subplot is delivered more efficiently, sometimes the actors have to do the legwork.
Exactly. Oh, that's true.
Okay, so Srikanth Roy, played by Prosenjit, his subplot for the majority of the time is the person who is the pillar, who is going to stop Madan Kumar from doing something.
Yeah.
He's also the person who is the marker of progress as Bollywood,
Yeah.
as Indian
That's
film industry
visual, like
progresses.
dramatized amazingly in I think amazingly in the third episode where they are lip
Yes, where he
syncing.
is showing the play lip sync.
Yes, where
Yes,
playback singing
yes,
is introduced. Yes, yeah.
and they are kind of
Yes.
doing it.
Dancing
Yeah,
to it, yes.
yes,
In a,
yeah, yeah.
yes.
Yes, but my point is, even Srikanth Roy's life's exploration isn't done as
Yep.
much as the main three characters, right? But he still leaves an impact. The character leaves an impact because the actor is doing the heavy lifting.
Okay, I think that this is the case with the other character. Like the I think Aditi Rao Hydari is pretty good
I
as
think she's
Sumitra Kumar.
fine. I think she's
Okay.
fine compared to Prosenjit. I think she's just fine. That's all I'm saying. Because in these type of subplots, if the writing isn't giving you enough, the
Yeah.
actor usually
No, I get
takes
it.
it upon himself to deliver more.
Yeah. No, I agree. I
I
mean,
think.
I think there's basically one image in the final montage which kind of makes all this retrospectively work for me. I'll be very honest. I think that one image of Nilofer seeing a version of Sumitra Kumari
Yes,
is the
yes.
one that kind of makes me see a lot of her absence as something more enriching than I guess it was when I was watching it. I
Correct.
think it's almost like this void of these people, not women. Going back to that idea
The
of these
women.
women not being able to find any, as I was after that, I was like, do these women ever even talk to each other in the whole show? Like
No, they
that
don't.
absence of these communications not happening. Even Ratna, that kind of reminded me of Shweta Basu Prasad, I think, who I think gets one really good scene in the ninth episode,
With the brother.
with the
With the
brother
brother.
Kishore Kumar's alias,
Basically,
basically, yes. And so I think a lot of the times they are sort of defined by by
By
the
the absence
men,
of the
the industry.
communication.
Yeah, exactly.
They are correct. Defined by the absence of the
Yeah,
communication.
and I thought that was a really, I don't know how much of that was a conscious choice to have that, image of
No,
Sumitra
I guess it's
Kumari
a
in that
no, it's
montage.
a conscious choice. It's
But it was
a
a
conscious choice,
lovely
I think.
moment in that montage. And I genuinely felt like it conveyed a lot of the things that were not conveyed actually in the episodes before. So
One of
again,
the very good things
yeah.
that was really conveyed was the Prosenjit and Aditi Rao relationship
That
also, which
one
I felt
scene
was like a good thing.
in the train, that one scene in the train when they meet in the third episode or second, first episode
First
only.
episode,
Train.
I think.
First
First
episode
where
only.
she's running away, right? And she discovers her
And he
because
just enters into the room extremely silent. That one stare, that
He
was a
looks like a
fantastically
vampire in the first
wordless.
episode anyways, I think. Like his hairstyle does. Like he
I think that
and
was
the
the
way he's
leap.
framed also. Not
I
vampire,
think that was the
Dracula, sorry,
leap.
Count Dracula. My fault.
Count Dracula.
Huh,
I
that
think
was the
that was
brief
the
only.
brief. That was the brief given to him. Michael Corleone. Michael Corleone meets Count Dracula. Yeah, that was the
I mean,
brief.
I remember the final image of the first episode is always so good. Like it's him standing over that Binod who's lying on the ground. And
Yes.
like the Arg is
Yeah.
burning. Arg, your RGB reference you can throw in here also.
Yes. 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 No,
Anyway.
but I was telling like
Ah,
most of their scenes that
in the
took
office,
place
right?
in the office only, which kind of
What
also defined, I mean, it's obvious, but defined the
Yeah.
relationship for
What
what it was and not.
did you guys think of the Cold War stuff?
I think that's the weakest element.
Okay.
I feel it's
I
not
don't.
about like the weakest element. I felt it was necessary for plot to flow. So, I mean, they had to take up something for that. I mean, you cannot, again, that's a big
For characters to make quote unquote erstwhile
decisions.
dumb decisions, the plot had to be like that.
There's a
But
lot of wiretapping here, huh? Like the whole film is about wiretapping in a sense.
I mean,
And like
it became
yes,
like a good
film,
element for
series,
information
sorry,
to
I'm
from one
fucking
person only, really.
traveling. Like, see, the whole series is about wiretapping, I feel, in some ways. And just like
If you're going to see a series about wiretapping, just watch The Wire. Anyway.
Okay, fair
Anyway.
enough.
Okay.
Okay.
No, my point being
Yes,
like
your point.
how like those elements are not weak in my opinion, because I feel they are, I mean, the existence in the spectrum is only as much as they need to be. They aren't much more than that. I mean, they are, it's like a continuous element which goes on till like
I was surprised how much it's like a continuous thing throughout the whole series.
Correct,
like,
correct. But again, I feel it kind of also defines the times of those early times also, in a way, like of like defining ideology.
Partition ko dekho na, wahan pe US or...
everything becomes about duality only, no?
You are very much delving deep into this partition, Kashida.
But it is that. No, everything is divided in the show. Like, legitimately, everything is divided in... I mean, which is... It's a general case. Like, conflict comes from divide, of course. But like...
Mm-hmm.
But I think it emphasizes it throughout, which is because see, now both of them are going through different sides of these two elements also. I hope I'm not reaching, but I don't really care now. I think
no,
I
it's
have
not reaching.
Enough.
I feel it's pretty obvious only there. It's
no, no, but
yeah,
I think
it's,
no, no, but I think the you know, wiretapping the Soviets and all that stuff, this photographs lena, fir unko dikhana, fir blackmail karna, fir ye karna, fir wo karna. I think that kind of became a tad bit too stretched after a point.
It becomes a little plotty in some senses.
It's for plot reasons. I'm just saying it could have been streamlined much better. That's all I'm saying. It didn't need to be stretched so much.
Got
it. Because after a point,
yeah.
it felt like it was butting into the narrative. It was.
Understood.
It didn't feel.
No,
seamless.
But then, now if you look at it more like episode-wise, you need to look at it in terms of what they were planning and why they were using those elements in a certain episode. Because I feel they wanted to use that as like something so that you're more engaged through how information is being passed on to. And so that you also don't forget, like if it's not occurring in, let's say, an episode, and if it was certainly streamlined, it's like hypothetical only, then it kind of, again, misses the whole point of like, why is something like that happening?
Yeah.
You get it. I mean, I'm talking a little vague, but you get the whole idea, right? It's more like information passing. I know. Sorry, I don't know how to explain it.
It's
better.
Fine, Sanjeev. It's okay, no problem. No, no, but I was saying more in the sense of I had more problem with one of those things which was happening in the local election, where you get introduced to this Raghu character before, who suddenly turns into this main player, which is one transformation I didn't buy. I genuinely didn't buy the whole thing where Raghu.
Raghu is that Sindhi guy.
Yeah, who with Jay Khanna, he becomes this sort of voice of reason. Like, he knows, like, this
voice
he
of
has
the
this
masses.
Voice of reason. And I'm like, when did, like, I know when it happens, but I'm like,
didn't
I'm
he have
not
that one
sure
scene
I buy
where...
that. But I was like, I'm not sure I buy that. Like,
no,
I know.
There is
it's
one
also
dialogue.
One of the final scenes, na, ki that happens when he goes on and on about the
theater
and how the. Like the theater space is changing, and then Jay Khanna just butts in and says something else, and I'm like,
he
no
says about his
connection
personal life.
Whatsoever.
I think.
I don't understand. And that dialogue is the perfect encapsulation of most of the things happening in Jubilee, because one side is saying something, the other side is saying something, and they're like,
no, you're being too harsh.
Yeah, you're being harsh. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's my job.
No.
Yeah,
nice. So I was about to say we've talked a lot about the elements that we kind of sort of like and but are conflicted about, but I know there are elements that everyone really likes, so we can also talk about that, which is sort of, you know, the whole Jay Khanna story, Siddhant Gupta, and Niloufar, Vameeka Gabbi, who I think basically steals the whole show, I think, but I guess
you have a crush on her, don't you?
I mean, she is magnificent in the film. It's not about crush or not. Film, series, again, sorry. But
it's my Haidari case. It's okay.
Yes. I didn't expect even that performance to come through. Like, I thought, like, especially when introduction, I think, is magnificent. And I think the song for the introduction is also magnificent. I think one of the best songs of the soundtrack.
All the songs in the show, actually, they are really well done. Like, I
he's
sincerely
good
thought
at
that
this,
after
I think.
Bombay Velvet, after Bombay Velvet, I really thought Amit Trivedi had reached his peak with his music because of the kind of music that he was producing us time ko base karke.
Yeah, yeah.
But the songs in this show are marvelous. Like, they are so good. Even the song where Jay Khanna and Aditi Rao Haidari dance. It's
that's a throwback,
so
right?
Nice.
To
it's
what's
just, it's
yeah yeah.
So,
that's a Raj
it's
Kapoor
so
movie
dreamy.
reference, I think.
No, but there are like a lot of songs.
There are a
There
lot of
is one
songs which are
song
throwbacks or remixes or slight
that
manipulation.
song where it's raining and they're doing the dance, like the
Yes.
voice sounds very much like Mukesh's voice, who used to always sing for Raj
Chandu
Kapoor and
Chandu
like.
Nacha is it? Is it
No,
Chanda
not
Nacha?
that.
Sorry.
That is. Arey, forgot yaar. It's the rain song where like Apar Shakti Khurana
Yaar
is dancing with Mamika Bajwa.
understood,
Yaar Hola.
understood. Yeah, it's the one that they sing when they're in an affair and they're shooting the
In an
film.
affair.
Okay.
Correct, correct,
Okay.
correct. I mean, the sound, like, it's sung by a different
Yeah.
singer, but like it sounded very much like Mukesh, who used to sing, like Mukesh is Neil Nitin Mukesh's grandfather,
Yes,
who used
yes.
to sing for Raj Kapoor most of the time. And when Mukesh
Should
had
have
passed away, like
casted
Raj
Neil
Kapoor
Nitin
said
Mukesh
in a
also, na, in
statement.
this?
No, they didn't.
Possibly, I mean.
Okay.
They could have.
I was being
They could have
snide,
casted. Could
sorry.
have. They could
I was
have.
being snide. I don't think he's a very good actor, sorry.
Yes. Only
But
Johnny Gargar is.
he's not good in that movie also. I love that movie, but he's not good in
That's your opinion. It's fine.
Anyways, no, I the only reference I got was the last song. So I was like, I've been listening to that on a loop
That's
only.
the
Kagas
whole
ke
Guru
Phool.
Dutt Milan
Yes,
Mukhiya, right?
Kagas
Yeah,
ke
yeah, yeah. That's the
Phool,
best
Bichhade Sabhi
song.
Bari
That's the
Bari
best song of
thingy.
this whole album.
I mean, it encapsulates the whole feeling, right?
I mean,
About
it's
them kind
such
of
a
like locating
it's
their own
beautifully
space.
filmed also,
Beautiful
I
song.
think. Like it's like the montage of everything happening in that sequence is fantastic.
I really think the best song of the album for me was the song where Nilofer is introduced.
You're right. Amazing it
It's
was.
brilliant. It's gorgeous.
Sunidhi.
It's very
There's a
beautifully
tramping
shot
again.
also.
Yes, it's shot wonderfully. Yeah.
Kisi
Oh, shot
ka
wonderful. There is like one sing in that same song. There is that one shot which is like a single take, but it's so seamless you don't even notice it's a single take because there is like movement between the camera and the dancer. It's
ट्रैक
fantastic.
इज वो
What to
तेरे
do?
मेरे इश्क का वॉट
Yeah.
एंगल यस इट्स अ लवली
There's
लवली
another
ट्रैक
track which wasn't in the show, but I asked you guys also if
हाँ
you
हाँ
was
हाँ
do you think
हाँ
I
इतनी
really like
सी
that song. I think
इतराती चली और समथिंग राइट आई
इतर
थिंक
त्राची चली. Yeah.
यस 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 सो नो बट आई थॉट या बट आई थॉट ही ऑलवेज डज दिस रियली वेल आई फील लाइक द होल म्यूजिक लाइक वेरी इट्स अ वेरी कोर थिंग आई गेस ऑफ बॉलीवुड राइट द होल इंटीग्रेटिंग सॉन्ग्स इन अ वे विच फर्दर्स द नैरेटिव
Musicality, yeah.
डीपन्स इट विदाउट
I
फीलिंग यू
think,
नो लाइक एन
yeah.
इंट्रूजन इन एनी सेंसेस सो आई थिंक
Yeah.
या एंड आई थिंक दिस हैपन्स इन ऑल एपिसोड्स आई थिंक फ्रॉम वट एवर सॉन्ग्स ही इज
यार
यूज्ड ऑल ऑफ देम
उड़न कटोला
उड़न
स्टिल हैविंग
खटोले
इन
स्टिल इन माई हेड फॉर सम रीजन लाइक इट्स
हेड
जस्ट नो बट लाइक इवन लाइक टेक
लिविंग
थर्ड
रेंट फ्री.
एपिसोड राइट लाइक
सो
वेर देर
स्वानंद
टॉकिंग
किरकिरे सिंगिंग, सो इट्स
यस
ओके.
यस
इट्स
इट्स द थर्ड
अ
एपिसोड टेक द
फैंटास्ट
दो स्वानंद
फैंटास्टिक
किरकिरे
सॉन्ग.
ऑल्सो डिड द चंदू नाचा आई थिंक,
यस
राइट विच आई थॉट वॉज अ लिटिल
ऑल्सो.
बिट आई वॉज अंडरवेलम्ड बाय
वाई
वेर द सॉन्ग वॉज देयर बिकॉज इट फेल्ट वेरी किडिश एंड आई वॉज लाइक आई वॉन्टेड समथिंग मोर
सो
रोमांटिक फॉर देयर
आई मीन आई सी दैट्स द होमाज बिट, राइट? यू यू
सॉन्ग
हैड दीज काइंड ऑफ सॉन्ग्स
आई नो आई वॉज
ऑल्सो.
जस्ट आई वॉज लाइक यहाँ पे कुछ बहुत अच्छा लाइक बहुत ज्यादा रोमांटिक वाला गाना बचेगा और यहाँ पे ये बच गया विच इज अ गुड मोमेंट फॉर जे हिमसेल्फ बिकॉज ही दैट्स
Yeah.
दैट अगेन इज अ
Reconciling with his
मोमेंट
father.
एग्जैक्टली दैट्स अनदर नैरेटिव आर्क दैट गेट्स रिजॉल्व इन अ वेरी नाइस वे बट आई वॉज थिंकिंग द थर्ड एपिसोड वेन देर टॉकिंग अबाउट लिप सिंकिंग एंड द उड़न खटोले थिंग हैपन्स बट लाइक द मोर इम्पॉर्टेंट थिंग इन दैट सीक्वेंस इज दैट द सॉन्ग दैट दे यूज इज द वन वे नीलोफर डांसेस यार तो बाबूजी भोले वाले विच इज एन आइटम
हाँ,
सॉन्ग
राइट.
इन मेनी सेंसेस विच इज अबाउट मूवमेंट सो आई थॉट लाइक देर आर वेज इन विच ही यूजेस लाइक दीज सॉन्ग्स एंड लाइक दैट
Yeah.
कॉम्प्लीमेंट्स यू नो द थिंग्स एंड थीम्स आर
Bluffs
सॉर्ट ऑफ
it
गोइंग
in a way.
आई मीन आई गेस इट्स अ वेरी एकेडमिक
Oh, by the
थिंग
way,
इन
Udan
द सेंस
Khatola
कि
was sung by Mohammed Irfan, not
मोहम्मद इरफान संग अ लॉट ऑफ दिस
Irfan.
सॉन्ग्स
That's what I was saying.
चंदू चंदू नाचा
स्वानंद
did like was done
स्वानंद
by
किरकिरे
Swanand Kirkire, but
अमित त्रिवेदी है
Udan Khatola was done by Mohammed
सो
Irfan
द
and Kausar
दे
Munir
आल्सो
and Vaishali Madev. So the
गौसरमणि इज ऑल द
score
लिरिक्स राइट आई गेस
yeah.
इज द
Kausar
लिरिक्स
Munir
फॉर
is
ऑल
also.
सॉन्ग्स
So the score is done by I think Alokananda Das Gupta, right?
ओह या द
So
स्कोर इज सो गुड
Johnny,
द
put
बैकग्राउंड
Johnny
स्कोर
Greenwood in her middle name. She's that good.
No, like Alokananda Das Gupta is terrific. I don't know if you
या
remember the Sacred Games ka score, Sanjeev. The Sacred Games
आई
score
नो आई
was
रिमेम्बर इट
jaw-droppingly good, and this score is
या
also like brilliant. This score was
समटाइम्स
absolutely
सो
brilliant.
सो
Soundtrack
गुड लाइक
for Trapped also, by the way.
आई नो इट्स सो
Also,
गुड नो
Sanjeev.
बट इवन इन
Yeah.
दिस लाइक आई टोल्ड संजीत लाइक आई जनरली फाइंड ओवर स्कोरिंग ऑफ स्टफ वेरी डिस्ट्रैक्टिंग
I
बट
was going to
हियर
discuss that with you, but I
yes
didn't.
but आई लव्ड इट आई लव्ड इट
It's
हियर आई थॉट इट वॉज
underscored
सो
throughout,
गुड
more or less.
या एंड देन दिस इज वंडरफुल लाइक one or two sax notes, like the jazziness
Yes.
of it sort of just creeps
There's
into
also a
the
lot
whole
of
thing.
cello also, right?
Huh. But even, and then there are times where it echoes like a Christopher Nolan movie score, and I was like, I didn't
The
expect
ticking
that.
time
Yeah, the
bomb,
ticking
yeah,
time clock,
thing.
where it's like building up, building up, building up. This is during the audition of Madan Kumar, I think, the first audition he does,
I
which I
mean,
thought
it's
was
not an
good.
audition really, but it's the, I think,
Yes, the
you know,
shooting,
one,
yes.
the thing here is, which really struck me as to why this show is so good in the direction aspect.
Yeah.
When the Madan Kumar takes were being taken, and you know,
Oh
opportunity,
yeah, the intercutting.
Vinod Das was missing. Vinod Das was missing it. The
Yeah.
intercutting, firstly, the
Oh, it's
intercutting,
so good.
and
Yes.
it's so good.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
then the choice by Motwane to not show us the perfect take, but to
Yes.
show the reaction shots of everybody
Yes.
else.
Yeah. This is
Correct.
like a cinema
That's it.
paradiso bit, no? Like almost where you
Yes,
edit
yes.
in all the the insert cuts basically of whatever was omitted, sort of like that almost.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it also fits seamlessly into the narrative because that reel got, you know, stolen or whatever by Sumitra Kumari. And so
Yes.
he had to splice in all of the other takes to finally make his one take,
A
one
lot of like,
perfect.
I don't know how happy does, like, I was about to ask Sanjeet, how happy do you get, Sanjeet, when you watch like apparatus on screen, like, you know, film
I
reels and
really
all
enjoyed
that?
it.
And I'm like, isme toh jal bhi
I
rahi hai
liked it
achhi
in
tarah,
Fablemans
right?
also.
I was about
Yeah.
to say
Full on, huh? You
Fablemans.
know, when I, you know, Sanjeet, when I look at those apparatus and this film and everything, all I'm thinking about is how bloody expensive are those things.
Now it's even more expensive to just like procure it even as props to rent it for like their own thing. I can't
No
even imagine
wonder,
how much.
no wonder John Ford was so economical. He was like,
Yeah.
कोई भी फिल्म वेस्ट नहीं करूंगा, इसमें ही एडिट कर दूं, फिल्म होते
ये
होते ही एडिट कर
आरजीवी
रहा
को
हूं.
हर एपिसोड में लाता है, आप सारे वेस्टर्न्स और नोवार्स को हर एपिसोड में लाओगे, यही हो गया है ना?
आई ब्रिंग अ
यही
लॉट ऑफ अदर
होगा.
फिल्म मेकर्स ऑल्सो, प्लीज डोंट साइड लाइन मी एज ओनली एज आरजीवी फैन बॉय.
यस,
ओके फाइन,
बट यू आर एन आरजीवी फैन बॉय, इट्स फाइन,
आई एम
ओन
एन आरजी, आई एम अ फैन
इट.
बॉय फॉर लॉट ऑफ अदर फिल्म मेकर्स,
यस
आई एम
सो
ओनिंग इट.
नहीं, बट आई रिमेम्बर देयर वाज दिस मोमेंट इन, आई रियली लाइक्ड सम ऑफ द, आई थिंक व्हाट अमर्त्य वाज मेंशनिंग अबाउट, यू नो, दिस टाइम, how the time jumps happen, and I think sometimes that happens at the cost of some of the characters, but I think there are some moments which I really liked also. I remember the moment where third episode, I think, ends, which is like the doors open, or third or fourth episode, where the door's about to open to for Binod to see the reaction that the crowd is giving to his first movie, Sangharsh, I think. Second episode hoga maybe then. But the next episode, we don't begin with him, but we begin with Nilofer going to an audition where she's already memorialized the sort of monologue that already has become popular because, you know, his movie has worked. So I like, you know, how it's introduced in a way where other characters have sort of inhaled the influence that has already happened around the whole thing. So I really like that
The
also. And
genesis of the cause ends the last episode. The genesis of the effect begins the next episode, which
yes,
is nice.
very effectively put,
More or
and
less.
much more
That's a
concise than what I was trying to say. But yes.
more than another. Other aspect also I really enjoyed was how Madan Kumar, I mean Vinod Das, who's been struggling to get into the center stage, become like a little powerful and everything with his own choices and everything, is kind of again gets starts getting sidelined, and then it becomes like a parallel thing with that was another very interesting aspect of why.
There's a whole film theory angle to this also. I don't want to bore people,
Tell
but
me,
I
tell
will.
me. No,
Nee,
no,
nee,
bore
nee.
me.
You
Like,
know
yeah,
the Raj
bore.
Mahal thing, Raj
Yes.
Mahal
No,
episode,
go.
the Raj Mahal episode, and the one before that, which is all about him using film to exorcise the ghost of his guilt of whatever happened. You know, it's like he'll film it, he'll say whatever, you
Put it
know,
out.
by filming it, it's like he'll release all the sort of guilt he has, but like that doesn't happen. And it's the sense that, you know, film can only become something that records the memory of something but is not. So yeah, it gets all into sort of, you know, film ka
Retribution.
function and all that, which I don't want to get more involved
अरे
into,
why
but
not?
that
I
angle
want
is
to
there.
listen to
बस यही है और कुछ नहीं, और ज्यादा ज्यादा होएगा तो फिर मैं ही घूम जाऊंगा.
That scene where they're also, rehearsing in the hotel room was also
Oh, I
really,
love
really
the
good.
scene where it's
And the
rehearsing and it
camera, like the
cut cuts
camera is
back
kind
and
of playing off as like a 360, as if like you're watching the scene happening,
I
and
also
I
do you
liked.
think yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I liked how the show also delved into the entire, how the film industry, how the nitty-gritty of how of making a film actually works, and as well
Yeah.
as the business of the film
The distribution
industry.
exhibition also, right? The whole
Distribution
Shing
and
idea
exhibitions
of
and all of
aspect
that.
more especially.
Very
Like
interesting.
the black tickets and all that stuff, all of it
Are
shown
part of the
extremely well.
yeah.
Extremely well. And it's greatly done. Also, a lovely way to show studio meddling. Like, that film where,
Changing the ending.
yeah, changing the ending. Lovely way to show off studio meddling.
Ending,
Most
they
of the time,
butcher
they
the
butchered the
whole
whole
thing.
movie. They butchered the
I
whole
think the
movie.
film, the film. Oh God, sorry, Sanjit, cut out all these bits and make a
Yeah.
reel out of it.
Beep,
No,
beep, 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 beep. Yeah.
I think well, now I've lost my train of thought also. Never mind.
No, you
No,
were going to say
you
something
were going to
before.
say that film, the film which
That
we said.
film.
Yeah, that
while Dhruv remembers, there's this particular shot right in the first episode where Binod Roy is looking at this particular mirror which is hoisted midway the staircase,
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
Prosenjit's character looks at that and hails him. That
Hmm.
is so, it's
I
so
don't remember.
beautifully done. I was
Yeah.
like, wow, that is like really taking physics into account. But that was
But you even like see that moment, no? Like in the first episode that gets called back in the ninth episode also. Like it's
really nice.
again, what you like the whole
That one,
sequence
right?
near the
The
Aag, right?
near the fire, yeah. Again,
Fireplace. How the power. I mean, the episode ka naam Aag tha, so don't add to me about the RGV stuff. No, but the whole the setup and payoff basically of a lot of things that happen effectively is there in sort of those moments.
And also ending with a monologue, and also ending with a monologue by Srikanth Roy about the greatness of cinema,
I'm
which
not
is,
sure I buy the whole idea that the
yes,
film is
I don't
very.
either. I don't either,
Yeah.
but
No, I'm not
it's,
sure I buy the whole idea that the show is very nostalgic about. I know the
no,
film,
it
the
is not
show.
nostalgic. You know
My
the
God, I'm
movie,
gonna die.
cautious tale, no more like.
you know the movie this show reminds me of very much.
Oh yeah, Babylon.
Babylon. Babylon.
This is like a better Babylon for me, basically.
Drop your.
I really like Babylon.
No,
I
I don't
love
like
Babylon.
Babylon.
This is my two middle fingers here.
Yeah,
I
I
love
know.
Babylon.
But my thing was I don't emotionally connect with Babylon basically for large periods, and this is like the flip side of it.
I
And
just really
I
like the pacing of Babylon is all. It was so
Babylon
fast, and I'm
lovers.
generally somebody who gets very jittery or anxious when it's a very fast-paced
No,
film. But
yeah.
then that was a film I really liked.
No, I
I
can
loved
understand.
that movie.
After watching a movie recently, I think I appreciated Babylon's pacing and like, the sense of scale. I won't reveal the movie, but
Which movie are you talking
Ari
about?
Aster's new film, basically.
Okay. Bo is
Yeah,
afraid.
yeah.
Boo is afraid.
Yes. So after
Oh
that, I
boy.
was like very much
Oh boy.
Babylon has is good. I'm not denying that, but I do think that I got much more out of. I think it's also because Jubilee is positioned in a way where it's critiquing, but is also kind of in awe of that era, which is a
Celebrating.
very it's the kind
Good
of place
balance.
which I think these types of films generally occupy. I mean, in Bollywood and Hindi
I
film.
think Jubilee's criticism, Jubilee's critiquing of the film industry is much more, nuanced, much more subtle, much more normal.
Huh.
Chazelle's critiquing of Hollywood is like in your face.
Uh-huh, it's like the opposite, no? Like basically you
Yes.
go, it's like a abrasive
Yeah, but
look at
his
it.
style was also
Yes.
very maximalist also, not that
Yes,
way.
it's
Ah,
maximalist.
like well, I feel Vikram, that's why maybe I was thinking, right? I was like, I'll be curious to know what people who are sort of supremely deep into old classical cinema of Hind like Bollywood, what they would make of Jubilee, because I think Vikramaditya Motwani's style sometimes has a subdued melodrama to it, rather than it's not like it's going full blasting on it. Like I feel it's always a little polished, if that makes. I don't think making something polished is a bad thing. Apparently, that's a new critique nowadays, where something that's polished and well well
I think
put
that
together
critique holds.
views.
I think that critique holds better for documentaries, but for narrative, it's still
Huh.
okay.
Oh yes,
Documentaries, that's a bad.
let's not get into polished documentaries. We will
That for documentaries, that's a big red flag. Listen,
take
Jubilee
care.
would have been much better if there was an elephant in it.
No, it
Just put
wouldn't.
it.
It would be Babylon then, no?
Shitting elephant, then. Shitting
Yes.
elephant, a fecal load of shit in it. Yep. It would have been much better if there was an elephant.
No. But okay.
It would be Babylon.
Okay, what more about the show?
Yeah, what more about the show? Because we have deviated to
It's
elephant
great.
whisperers. We can't go
It's
anywhere
very
lower
good.
than that.
It's very good.
It's
It's
very
very,
good.
very good. I'm glad the show
It's
exists. Honestly.
yeah. No,
I'm
it's
glad that
always
Vikramaditya, I'm glad that Vikramaditya Motwane is directing.
yeah. I think that's the
He
big
apparently made another film with Ananya Pandey in secrecy. He finished it in like 30 days.
Of course, he
Very.
had to do it in
Oh, it's the
secrecy.
one with Ananya Pandey in it, right? Yeah,
Yeah.
that's what
Do
he
you think
said.
they'll release it in secrecy also so that all of us
Yeah,
don't have to
they
watch
might release
it?
it in secrecy though, so we
We are
don't have to
hoping.
see it. Yeah.
No, but you see, this is the thing, right? Though he has extra, which is why the Nandi Sandhu performance is a beguiling thing for me, because I think he's extracted a great performance from Sonakshi Sinha in Lutera. And I think
At
a
that
lot of
point,
time,
yes. Yeah.
yeah,
And he thought he has got the power to extract a performance from the guy who was the first boyfriend in Uttaran. Of course, good job.
and this episode has more mentions of Uttaran than I thought it would, but sure. Anyways, like any other sort of
Random.
like any other things that you guys really love, like particulars that you thought were very
There's
about
a
more or less
train
everything.
scene. That particular scene with Nilofer and Siddhant and like Jay Khanna, and then the one that gets repeated again in one of the later episodes with both of them sitting
The
down on the
rain, right?
ground.
The
Yeah,
Barsat.
it
Yes, yes,
just
yes.
broke me. Yeah, it was so nice.
No, it was a lovely scene. That was I think their relationship
This sitting in
itself
front
was
of a
lovely.
cinema
Huh
also, right? Yeah.
huh. I think it's releasing whose picture? Jay Khanna's? Oh no, it's the Ra it's Raj Mahal only, which is getting released.
Yeah, it's Rajmahal. Yeah,
Raj Mahal or that
it's because
Beju Awara? Huh, I think Beju
they had gone
Awara,
to the
sorry.
Rajmahal
It's Beju Awara, I
Baiju
think.
Awara, yeah, Rajmahal. They went to that premiere party.
Yeah. वो
Yeah, it was Beiju Awara.
प्रीमियर पार्टी का भी फ्लिप होता है, राइट? एक पोजीशन में द फर्स्ट पार्ट में यू सी
Yeah.
अपार शक्ति बीइंग द वन हु सॉर्ट ऑफ लॉर्डेड, एंड देन द सेकंड पार्ट में यू सी द फ्लिप हैपनिंग इन द सेंस. सो अगेन ऑल दैट
Yeah.
मिररिंग इज देयर थ्रू आउट.
अरे
एंड
भाई अच्छी सीरीज अरे भाई अच्छी सीरीज है, अच्छी फिल्म है, मेड बाय क्रिएटर्स हु नो हाउ टू मेक फिल्म्स एंड सीरीज वेल.
दैट इज
नाइस.
वेरी
स्टिल
ट्रू.
मेड अ 1 hour 30 minute एपिसोड आउट ऑफ इट, सो
यस
या यस.
यस नहीं, वी तो हैव मेड टू
अरे
लाइक
वी
या
लाइक इट. हु सेड वी डिड नॉट, हु सेड
नो
आई
नो
डिड
नो
नॉट लाइक इट? दैट्स ऑल आई एम
यू
सेइंग.
लाइक इट, इट्स जस्ट रिलेटिव होता है ना, डिग्रीज ऑफ लाइकिंग.
यस,
नहीं
वट्स
बट
इन द हार्शेस्ट इन द लॉट, इट्स ओके.
Amartya
Yes,
will have like
somebody has
even
to
worse
read.
hot takes, but he didn't
Yeah,
have,
this
so
is nothing. I'm just normal here.
yeah, honestly. No, I told Dhruv before recording also, I'm not taking any slander from anyone. I'm not tolerating
You
it.
should be happy I did not put too much slander
I'm
in
very
it.
happy. You have no idea how happy I am. I'm eating ice cream after this episode.
अरे दैट रिमाइंड्स मी दैट द होल द
Of ice
वन ऑफ द
cream.
अदर
Of ice
कॉन्वर्जेशन
cream.
ऑफ आई नॉट आइसक्रीम बट फूड रिलेटेड कॉन्वर्सेशंस दैट हैपन इन द शो इज विथ अगेन विद जय एंड निलोफर
Nilofer.
ओनली. यू
Huh?
नो व्हेन
What?
ही गोज टू अपोलोजाइज टू हर एट द हाउस एट हर
Oh,
हाउस
and she's cooking.
एंड शी इज कुकिंग एंड देन
Yeah.
इट्स ऑल्सो वंडरफुली स्टेज मोमेंट बिकॉज इट्स अबाउट द थर्ड पर्सन in the conversation who's there and then leaves at the moment exact moment where he apologizes to her. So I think again what we've talked about sort of details and you know how even in smaller moments you have the way they are staged feels very again I like to say polished, exquisite, whatever those sort of terms, even
Elegant.
elegant. Yes. And the even the court moment, right? When they're speaking, it's like he has a superimposition of everyone's face over Apar Shakti's face, and like it's like small directorial touches which I thought were very lovely.
When the writing becomes looser, the direction
What?
becomes stronger. That's what it is.
I was wondering how Omurtha
Yeah,
hadn't used this line yet.
I
It's
was waiting
finally
for it.
here.
Yes.
Yeah,
I would
same. It's finally here.
be I would like to champion Atul Sabharwal's writing a fair bit for this show, actually. I think it's pretty well written, even though there are loose ends here and there. So
Here and
yeah.
there?
Yeah, loose
Yes,
ends are there
he's
here and
also.
there only. But that's
Hello.
I mean, to end on that, actually, one of the things was to say that Vikramaditya Motwani is one of those filmmakers, I think, who still doesn't have a defined, I suppose.
Very Spielbergian, we know. You have
Kind of
very
he can
proud.
tip, yeah, and he really likes Dolly-ins also, whatever that means.
I told you, he's every like Dolin is like it's a Motwani short.
It is, But yes, Sanjit, you can
Even
end
like
it
in
at
a
any.
lesser film like Trapped also he used like
What do you
two
mean,
shots, but never
lesser
mind.
film? I thought it was very good.
I mean
Low
like
budget,
more
low
minimalist in
budget.
terms of
Oh,
like
low budget. Okay, yes. He changed
space and
DPs though,
everything
right?
else.
So shout out to the DP
Yeah.
also, Pratik Shah of.
To note,
Take
that amazing
that,
poo.
this
Take
is the
that,
end of the
full poo
episode.
poo. Full poo poo.
We really like Jubilee the show. Please
Jubilee,
watch it.
yes.
Yes, we
Fantastic
love
show.
Jubilee the show.
Streaming
Yes.
on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
We all recommend it. You can follow Dhruv on his Instagram page at Terminal Cinema. You can follow Amartya at Amartya25 on Instagram. You can follow Andrila on her Twitter account.
Twitter, yes.
I said
Yes.
Twitter, I'm
I
sorry.
was about to correct
But
you
I
because I was
know the
like,
handle.
you were correct.
Yes, because I haven't followed her yet, but I will follow it.
I thought Sanjeet is going to say, and you cannot follow Andrila anywhere.
And you can follow me at Pixel underscore Baba on Instagram. Please follow us on Spotify so that it reaches out to more people. Share it with friends who would like to listen to people talking about films or cinema or discovering more about film and entertainment.
We have lots
This is the
planned,
end
by
of
the way.
the
We have a
show.
50s, 60s, or whatever recap of Bollywood cinema,
Yes.
right? Yes. That's
Also,
going to be a
lots more
complimentary to
episodes
this.
coming through in the next
Yeah.
1 month, 1.5 month. Please make sure you follow us so that you get notified
We
and it
kind of
helps
sort of
us.
have a Nolan retrospective plan.
Oh, yes,
So
we have that
also
also.
on our
also on Nolan retrospective that is coming through. But anyway, this is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. Khatam.
Sanjit, you are editing this.
Start sound. Camera. Clap.
Films is my life, my benediction. It's the very breath of my soul, my prayers. Over the years, I have grown to realize that I could not have known this beautiful world and its people as I've done through making films. I realize that my whole existence is nothing but knowing the little that I know of through cinema, people of this world, human beings, relationships, pain, sorrow, joy, happiness. So many things, all through cinema. So it's like my whole existence, my being, is cinema.